From Spark and Anvil and Claimcraft. This is Onis, in Chapter 1 of the Claimcraft cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice. Voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the debate club, a heron named Onis watched a fox make a sweeping announcement. There's a treasure buried under the old oak. It's obviously true, and none of you can prove there isn't. The younger club members shifted, uneasy, half convinced. How would you prove there wasn't? Onis stepped forward, calm and tall. Hold on. You flipped the job the wrong way round. You made the claim, so you carry the load of supporting it. That load has a name, the burden of proof, and it sits with the one who asserts, not the one who doubts. You can't prove I'm wrong isn't evidence for anything. I could say a purple whale lives in the pond and challenge you to disprove that. The doubter doesn't have to dig up the whole field to show there's no treasure. The claimer has to show a reason to start digging. Where's your map? Your witness? Your reason? Bring the evidence that matches the size of your claim. And the bigger the claim, the more you'll need to bring. The fox opened its mouth, found no map, no witness, no reason, and the treasure quietly deflated.
Have you ever been told to prove it's not true about something wild? How did being put on that spot feel? Onis had learned about the burden after being cornered by a backwards one. As a young heron, Onis had once been told, flatly, "You took the missing whistle, and you can't prove you didn't." And Onis had panicked, because how do you prove you didn't do something? Onis scrambled, flustered and near tears, trying to account for every single moment of the day, feeling more guilty-looking with every gap. The accuser just folded their arms and repeated, "You can't prove you didn't." It was an older, wiser clubkeeper who finally said it right. The one who says Onis took it has to show why they think so. A sighting, a reason, anything. Onis doesn't have to disprove a claim that was never supported in the first place. And the accusation, having no legs, simply fell over. Onis, weak with relief, felt the lesson burn in deep. Being asked to prove a negative is a trap, and the trap works by putting the load on the wrong shoulders. From then on, Onis made it a life's work to gently, firmly hand every burden back to the shoulders it actually belonged on, the claimers.
Onis waded up to the Claimcraft Academy, standing tall on two long, steady legs. Logos, the mentor, met Onis and asked the question, "Who carries the burden of proof?" Onis lifted one leg, balancing the whole body's weight on the other. "The one who makes the claim, always. If you assert it, you support it. The doubter's job is only to ask, why should I believe that? A fair, small question, and then to weigh what's brought. And the load scales. A small, everyday claim needs a little support. A big, surprising, world-changing claim needs a lot. Extraordinary claims ask for extraordinary evidence. Point the burden the right way, and you can't disprove it, stops being a trick that works." Logos nodded at the balanced, upright fairness of it. "You are appointed."
In Onis's reed side study, a young vole worried, twisting a stem. "Onis, doesn't this just make me the annoying one who always demands proof? Won't people think I'm a hostile, doubt-everything grouch who trusts nobody?" Onis lowered a gentle head to the vole's level. "That's the fear, so let me ease it. Asking who carries the burden isn't hostility, it's fairness, and it protects everyone, including you. It's the rule that stops anyone from being convicted by 'you can't prove you didn't,' the rule that keeps wild claims from stampeding a crowd just because they're loud. And it isn't doubt everything. For small, ordinary claims, a little support is plenty, and you move right along. You don't demand a mountain of proof that your friend really did have toast for breakfast. You save the real weight for the claims that carry real weight. It's not grouchiness. It's a fair set of scales that everyone can stand on. The claimer brings what their claim is worth. No more, no less." The vole stopped twisting the stem. "So it's not me being difficult. It's me keeping the scales fair for everybody. Fair scales for everybody, Onis agreed, including the next person someone tries to corner.
Think of a time someone backed up a big claim with real reasons instead of just insisting. What did that solid feeling do for your trust? The vole thought, and the worry settled. When the club captain wanted to change our whole meeting spot, they didn't just say, "Trust me," the vole recalled. They brought the reasons. The old spot floods, the new one's closer for everyone. Here's the map. I felt good saying yes, because they'd actually carried the weight of their own big idea. That's exactly the feeling the burden protects, Onis said warmly. The solid, settled yes you can give when someone has earned it, versus the queasy, pushed into it feeling when someone just insists and dares you to disprove them. Putting the burden on the claimer isn't about making people prove themselves to death. It's about making sure that when you do believe something, you believe it because it was held up, not because you were tricked into carrying its weight. Onis offered the vole a smooth balancing stone. Go hand a burden back to where it belongs today, gently. Watch how fair it feels. The vole took the stone, felt the steady fairness of scale set right, and went to ask, kindly, "And why do you think that?"
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Onis. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.